I duly received your letter and also the cigarettes, which accept my thanks, as are indeed very welcome. We have been busily engaged since I last wrote you, and have had some lively times, in which we had some miraculous escapes. The other day we were in the trenches, repairing them, and the Germans started shelling us. You'll understand what I say if I tell you that they had an observation balloon up. That is a balloon something after the shape of a Zeppelin, which is held fast by a wire rope, and I suppose worked in the same lines as ours, i.e. a pulley fastened firmly on the ground, with the wire rope reeved through it, one end attached to the balloon, and the other end attached to a heavy traction engine with caterpillar wheels. Well, this balloon being up there, the observers in it spotted us working and telephoned, I suppose, our position to those in charge on Mother Earth, with the result that they opened their guns on us. First, a shell went sailing over our heads for a considerable distance. The second didn't go quite so far. Number three, a little nearer, and the fourth got us nicely, bursting practically amongst us. That was them getting the range. And as they had it properly, we had nothing else to do but to throw down our tools and clear out as quickly as possible. And none too soon either. We had just got clear when they sent over a salvo with several guns, exactly where we had been. And if we had still been there, then I'm afraid we'd have practically been wiped out. However, thankfully to say, we escaped without injury. But not before I looked for a piece of their shell. What do you think it was loaded with? Why, all sorts of rubbish. I picked up a brass handle, such as is used at home for doors, and a piece of the shell. That finished our operations for the day, and is just the sort of thing which happens almost every day.